Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
And it won't.
Just say one.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come before you on today, continuing to read the Word of God, the King Version of God's Holy Word. Praise God. The desire as we continue forth as reading from Genesis to Revelation, praise God, and then continue to bring forth the Word of God Monday through Friday, praise God, from 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, and that comes to be about 4 o'clock Pacific Time, and then I believe it comes to about 8 o'clock on the East Coast in New York and Georgia in that area, praise God. And then we recognize Mountain Time as well at 7 p.m. Praise God. We do truly thank God as we give him all praise, honor, and glory for who he is, for allowing us to be here thus far in the name of Jesus. So we truly thank God for it. If it had not been for the goodness of the Lord. I say it, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would I be? Where would you be? Amen. But we take time out, praise God, to continue to acknowledge God in all of what we do. Amen. And the reason why is because if it had not been for God, where would we be? God allowed us to be able to stand forth before you on today. Praise God, recognizing blessings and through the anointing, praise God, as God continues to be on the throne, we give God praise, honor, and glory for all what he does, doing, and what he has done that has yet to come to pass. Praise God. So we come forth on this evening. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Elder David Ambrose Shaw for David and Diane Ministry and Friends are on, and we're going to read the Word of God. But let's take a moment, praise God, and have a moment of prayer. But as I mentioned, I want to first and foremost give all praises, honor, and glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we acknowledge the Lord God for being complete and total authority in Jesus' name. And then we also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. We are diligently continuing to move forward, bringing the Word of God, studying the Word of God, teaching the Word of God. And we just thank God for all those that are committed to our listening, dedicated to supporting us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And once again, we truly just thank you. We give God praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus for who he is and all of what he's done. Praise God. Amen. We're going to, praise God, take a moment of prayer in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, we come once again humbling ourselves before you to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Father God, we thank you for being God all by yourself, knowing that apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we're able, Father God, to continue to seek your face daily in Jesus' name, that we know that, Father God, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. We know that apart from you in Jesus' name, we're nothing. But as we continue to mention with you, by you, and for you, continue to be upon our families, protect us, cover us, and heal us from any hurt, harm, or danger, or sickness, or disease. Bless our finances in the name of Jesus. Bless our homes. Bless our possessions, knowing that it's of you, Father God, that we're able in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We'd be so careful to give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. And we just thank God for being able to be here before you today to read the Word of God from the King James Version as we do and have done every day for quite some time. And we thank you for joining us on today. But as we come forth out of the book Ezekiel, praise God, chapter 30, Ezekiel chapter 30. is where we're coming forth on this evening, continuing, praise God, to read the Word of God. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 30. I want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. Those that are in South Korea, God bless you. We see you out there. We see you out there, Jamaica. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank God for those that are in Asia Minor. We thank you for joining us on this evening. Praise God. Bless you, brother, son, and all those that are listening by way of the Spirit of God. Let us read Ezekiel chapter 30. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord God, has ye worth the day? For the day is near. Even the day of the Lord is near. A cloudy day. It should be the time of the heathen. And the sword shall come upon Egypt. A great pain shall be in Ethiopia. When the slain shall fall in Egypt, and they shall take away her multitude, and her foundation shall be broken down. Ethiopia and Lydia and all the mingled people, and church, and the men of the land that is in league, shall fall with them by the sword. Thus saith the Lord, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down from the tower of Sinan, shall they fall in it by the sword, saith the Lord God. And they shall be desolate in the midst of the countries, and that are desolate, and her cities shall be in the midst of the cities that are wasted, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. When I have set a fire in Egypt, and when all her helpers shall be destroyed, in that day shall messengers go forth from me in ships that make the callous Ethiopians afraid, and great pain shall come upon them, as in the day of Egypt, for lo, it cometh. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the terrible of the nation, shall be brought to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt and seal the land with slain. And I will make the rivers dry and sail the land into the hand of the wicked, and I will make the land waste and all that is therein by the hand of the strangers. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will destroy the idols, and I will cause the images to cease out of the north, and I should be no more a prince of the land of Egypt, and I will put a fear in the land of Egypt, and I will make petrels desolate, and will set fire in Zoan, and will execute judgment in No. And I will pour my fury upon Sin and strength of Egypt, and I will cut off the multitude of No, and I will set fire in Egypt. Sin shall have great pain, and No shall be rent asunder. And North shall have distresses daily. The young men of Ammon and the Pibesis shall fall by the sword. And these cities shall go into captivity. to hasten us, also the day shall be darkened, when I shall break down the yokes of Egypt, and the pomp of her strength shall cease in her. As for her, a cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall go into captivity. Thus will I execute judgment in Egypt, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, in the 7th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and lo, it shall not be bound up, be healed, to put the ruler in, bind it, and make it strong to hold the sword. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and will break his arm, the strong, and that which is broken I will cease, and cause the sword to fall out of his hand. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand. But I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he shall groan before him with the groanings of a deadly wounded man. But I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down, and they shall know that I am the Lord. When I shall put my sword unto the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall stretch it out upon the land of Egypt, and I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the countries, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Chapter 31. Ezekiel 31. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom art thou like in thy greatness? Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with the fair branches, and with the shadowing abroad, out of the high statue, and his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great. The deep set him up on high, with rivers running round about his plant, and sent out her title, Little River, unto all the trees of the field. Therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied. Multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs, and under the branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Thus was he fair in his greatness, and the length of his branches, and for his root was by great waters. The cedar in the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches. Not in any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envy him. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and he has shot up his top among the thick boles, and his heart is lifted up in his height. I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off and have left him. Upon the mountains and in all the valleys, his branches are fallen and his boughs are broken by all the rivers, by the land. And all the people of the earth are gone down from his shadow and have left him. Upon his ruin shall all the fowls of the heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches. To the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalted themselves for their height, neither shut up their top among the thick boles, neither their trees stand up in their height. All that drink water, for they are all delivered into death. To the neither pops of the earth in the midst of the children of men with them that go down to the pit. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day when he went down to the grave, I called the morning. I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods thereof. The great waters were stayed, and I called Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I cast him down to hell with him that descended into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink water shall be confronted in the nether parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him, unto them that had slain with the sword, and they that were his arm that dwelt under the shadow of the midst of the heathen. That who art thou thus like the glory and the witness among the trees of Eden? Yet shalt thou be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether part of the earth. Thou shalt lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 32. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up the lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say unto him, Thou art like a young lion of the nations, and thou art as a whale in the sea, and thou comest forth with thy river, and troublest the waters with thy feet, and foulest their rivers. Thus saith the Lord God, I will therefore spread out my net over thee with the company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net. Then will I lead thee upon the land, and I will cast thee forth upon the open field, and will cause all the fowls of the heaven to remain open upon thee. And I will feel the beasts of the whole earth with thee, and I will lay thy flesh upon the mountain, and feel the valley with thy height. I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and to the rivers shall be full of thee. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven, and make the stars thereof cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over thee, and shed darkness upon thy land, saith the Lord God. I will also vex the hearts of many people, when I shall bring thee destruction among the nations into the countries which thou hast not known. I will make many people amazed at thee, and their kings shall be horribly afraid for thee. For when I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life in the day they fall. For thus saith the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon thee. By the sword of the mighty will I cause thy multitude to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them. And they shall spoil the people of Egypt, and all the multitudes thereof shall be destroyed. I will destroy also all the beasts thereof from beside the great waters, neither shall the foot of man trouble them anymore, nor the hoofs of beasts trouble them. Then will I make their waters deep and cause their rivers to run like oil, saith the Lord God. When I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of the world it was for, when I shall smite all of them that dwell therein, then shall they know that I am the Lord. This is the lamentation wherewith they shall lament her. The daughters of the nations shall lament her. They shall lament for her, even for Egypt, and for all her multitude, saith the Lord God. It came to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of mine, wherefore the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her and the daughters of the famous nation, unto the nether parts of the earth, with them that go down into the pit, whom dost thou pass in beauty? Go down, and be thou led with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword. Draw her and all her multitude. The strong among the multitude shall speak to him out of the midst of the hell with him that helped him. They are gone down. They lay uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Asher is thou and all her company. His graves are about him, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company is round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. There's Elam, all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether part of the earth, which caused the tan the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame by them that go down to the pit. They have set her bed in the midst of the slain with all her multitude. Her grave are round about him. All of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, Though the terror is caused in the land of the living, yet have they borne their slain with them that go down to the pit. He is put him in the midst of them that be slain. There is Meshach, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Thou, they call their tower is in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are going down to hell with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords on their heads, but the iniquity shall be mighty in the land of the living. Yea, thou shalt be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shalt lie with them that are slain with the sword. There is Edom, her king, and all her princes with their might are led by them that were slain by the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised, and with them that there be the princes of the earth, of the north, all of them, and all the Zidon, which are gone down with the slain, with their terror, they are ashamed of their might, and they lay uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them, and shall be comforted over all the multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army slain by the sword, saith the Lord God. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living. And he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 33. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of the people, and say unto them, When I bring a sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he bow and blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and maketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman upon the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them for me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at nevertheless. Have thou warned the wicked of his way to turn from it? If he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him into the day of his transgression. For the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for the righteousness in the day that he sinneth. What I shall say to the righteous, that he shall surely live. If he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all of his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sins and do not which is lawful and right. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he be robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of the people say, the way of the Lord is not equal, but as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from the righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereof, thereby. But if the wicked turn from the wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, shall live thereby. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge you everyone after his way. And it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped from Jerusalem came unto me, saying, the city is smitten. Now the hand of the Lord was upon me in the evening. Afar, he that was escaped came and had opened my mouth upon me, until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was no more dumb. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land, but we are many. The land is given us for inheritance. Wherefore, say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, ye eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes toward your idols, and shed blood, and shall ye possess the land? Ye stand upon your swamp. Ye work in habitation, and ye defile every one his neighbor's wife, and shall ye possess the land? Say thou this unto them, thus saith the Lord God. As I live, surely they that are in the waste shall fall by the sword, and he that is in the open field will I give to the beast that be devoured, and they that be in the forts and in the cage shall die of the pestilence. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pump shall be desolate. Her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. Then shall they know that I am the Lord. For I have laid the land most desolate because of all their inhabitations which they have committed. Also, thou son of mine, the children of the people shall steal a token against thee by the walls and in the doors of thy houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they came unto thee as the people commenced, and they sit before thee, and as my people, when they hear thy words, that they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth afar, their covetousness. And lo, thou art upon them as a very loving song of one that has pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. Ezekiel chapter 34. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, should not be shepherds, feed the flocks. Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them and are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them, and they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flocks were scattered upon all the faces of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did any shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hands, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. Also, a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people. I gather them from the countries and will bring them in to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the river and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their food fold be. There shall they lie in good fold, and in the fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which is lost, and bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken. I will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, that ye must tread down high with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lame cattle, because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed all the disease with your horns till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David, a prince among them. And I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. I will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my heel a blessing. And I will cause a shower to come down in the sixth season. There shall be showers of blessings. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. And they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord. When I have broken the bands of your yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them, and they shall no more be a prey to the heathen. Neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and then shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall no more consume with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen anymore. Thus shall they know that I am the Lord, and I am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord. And ye, my flock, the flock of my pastor, are men. And I am your God, saith the Lord God. Amen. That's going to conclude Ezekiel chapter 34, excuse me. But we can see, praise God, how God is truly establishing how we ought to be after we had committed and dedicated ourselves to sin. God is letting us know right now, this day, in the name of Jesus, right now, this day, we are forgiven of our sins so long as we commit our ways unto the Lord. We have purpose, and that is to serve the Lord with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. You see that blessing that David had. We had that opportunity to receive that blessing. So let go and let God humble ourselves, repent, and be baptized in Jesus' name. And it's through that, in that, that you become in the body of Christ, born-again believer, and blessed by the best. God bless you. I love you with the love of God, and we thank you for joining us all today. Be blessed.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelley John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. Feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I
feel like praising, praising him.
Praising him.
Praising him all day long.
Can I feel? on, everybody, now. We're going to go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on. Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him all day.
Praise Him all day long.
Come on, help me. I feel like
praise
Him.
Hallelujah. Praise
Him. Yeah. If you don't want to go, don't hinder me. But I declare to you that I know He's able. Does anybody know He's able? He's able. He's able to keep that that you committed unto Him against that day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
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 Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me hear.